This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, Health and Science on the Ballot. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. The U.S. government employs a lot of scientists across various federal agencies, like the National Institutes of Health, the National Park Service, or the Environmental Protection Agency. Each administration can nominate people to lead the agencies, but how much influence should politics have over how these institutions function? During the Trump administration, many scientists were concerned about political interference in their work. So many that unions for the EPA and the U.S. Department of Agriculture included what they call scientific integrity policies in their new contracts. Alan Yu has more.
In 2018, climate change scientist Patrick Gonzalez got a call from his supervisor. Patrick had worked for the National Park Service since 2010 and published many scientific articles. His latest was about the impact of climate change on national parks. But this call was not like any other discussion he had had about his work.
She tried to get me to remove or alter the phrase anthropogenic climate change.
Human-caused climate change.
Because she said that political appointees in the Department of the Interior would not like it. She was afraid about funding cuts. So she tried for approximately an hour and a half to get me to delete text. And I told her I would not change a single word of scientific content for non-science reasons.
They went back and forth for 3 months, but he insisted. And eventually, the journal published the article as he had written it. Months later, a congressional committee invited him to testify about his work on climate change.
The chair now recognizes Dr. Patrick Gonzalez for 5 minutes.
A month later, the National Park Service sent me a cease and desist letter threatening disciplinary action for 3 specific scientific activities.
He says the letter chastised him for speaking to Congress and reporters about his work. But Patrick did not stop. He ultimately stayed at the National Park Service until 2021. That year, he left for a post advising the White House under the Biden administration. Patrick is now at the University of California, Berkeley. The National Park Service did not respond to our request for comment. Marie Owens Powell is the president of the union that represents thousands of employees at the Environmental Protection Agency. She's worked at the EPA for 33 years, under several different presidents. In 2017, President Trump's EPA administrator removed several agency websites with climate data and information about climate change, saying they needed to, quote, eliminate confusion by removing outdated language, end quote. But Marie did not buy that explanation.
The direct animosity toward our workers that I observed under the previous administration was unprecedented. I have never seen an administration literally scrub our internet of terminology such as climate change.
Marie says the confusion took a toll on their workers.
You had no control over anything you were working on or you had been planning to attend. There were conferences that people had planned on attending or presenting at for a long time. They were withdrawn from those things.
She says some scientists chose to leave during this time because things felt chaotic. She says that is why the union added a scientific integrity policy to their new contract, which they signed a few months ago. Among other things, the contract says that employees can participate in the free flow of scientific information by going to conferences, talking to the press, as long as they do not inappropriately imply that they speak for the agency. It also says the agency cannot retaliate against someone who makes a good faith report of scientific misconduct.
There's over 8,400 bargaining unit employees, there are going to be differing opinions. There are going to be Democrats and there are going to be Republicans. There are going to be people that supported the prior administration. They expressed the dire need for these protections that we tried to build in to the scientific integrity article. And that's why we move forward as such.
Darren Bax says this reaction is a bit overblown. He is a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, a think tank that does policy research and advocates for, quote, limited government, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Certain administrations are going to emphasize certain issues over other issues. They may use some language in the public sphere that is different than another administration might. I have less concern about that.
Darren says whether a scientist uses a phrase like anthropogenic climate change in a paper comes down to a matter of presentation, not scientific integrity. The Competitive Enterprise Institute joined a group of conservative and libertarian policy groups and an alliance of oil and natural gas producers in critiquing the EPA's scientific integrity policy. The Institute says the policy treats all staff as, quote, unquestionable scientists, end quote, such that future administrations cannot do proper oversight of government work.
We want the scientists at the federal agencies to be able to do their work and to be able to draw their scientific conclusions without inappropriate interference. But disseminating that information to the public and how to present that is going to be a choice that is inherently going to be influenced by political folks.
Darren says presidents have always directed the scientific agencies based on their political beliefs.
We saw this in the Carter administration when the U.S. Geological Survey director was fired, at least allegedly, because of statements made about he was more confident that we were not going to run out of oil and gas.
When President Ronald Reagan took office, he also fired the head of the U.S. Geological Survey. Darren says the real problem with enshrining guidelines on scientific integrity is that government agencies often make policy decisions that do not have to do with science. As an example, he says the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee, which produces the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, discussed climate change, which he says is wrong.
That is not what the purpose of the Dietary Guidelines is supposed to be about. That is not a scientific choice to worry about the health of the planet or to worry about sustainability or climate change or whatever it might be as it relates to Dietary Guidelines. That is veering off mission. That's not a science choice. That is a policy ideological choice.
But the idea of scientific integrity policies is catching on. Several government science agencies, like the Department of Agriculture and the National Institutes of Health, are also committing to them to insulate their work from undue political influence. 2 years ago, the Government Accountability Office recommended that the government health agencies, like the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, train their staff on how to report political interference in their work. Marie Owens-Powell from the EPA says this means they all agree on the problem and on finding ways to protect the work of scientists from political whims as administrations change.
That story was reported by Alan Yu.